The essence of trauma is that it is overwhelming, unbelievable, and unbearable. Each patient demands that we suspend our sense of what is normal and accept that we are dealing with a dual reality, the reality of a relatively secure and predictable present that lives side by side with a ruinous, ever-present past. Nancy's story. Few patients have put that duality into words as vividly as Nancy, the director of nursing in a Midwestern hospital who came to Boston several times to consult with me. Shortly after the birth of her third child, Nancy underwent what is usually routine outpatient surgery, a laparoscopic tubal ligation in which the fallopian tubes are cauterized to prevent further pregnancies. However, because she was given insufficient anesthesia, she awakened after the operation began and remained aware nearly to the end, at times falling into what she called a light sleep or dream, at times experiencing the full horror of her situation. She was unable to alert the OR team by moving or crying out because she had been given a standard muscle relaxant to prevent muscle contractions during surgery. Some degree of anesthesia awareness is now estimated to occur in approximately 30,000 surgical patients in the United States every year. And I had previously testified on behalf of several people who were traumatized by the experience. Nancy, however, did not want to sue her surgeon or anesthetist. Her entire focus was on bringing the reality of her trauma to consciousness so that she could free herself from its intrusions into her everyday life. I'd like to end this chapter by sharing several passages from a remarkable series of emails in which she described her grueling journey to recovery. Initially, Nancy did not know what had happened to her. When we went home, I was still in a daze, doing the typical things of running a household, yet not really feeling that I was alive or that I was real. I had trouble sleeping that night. For days, I remained in my own little disconnected world. I could not use a hairdryer, toaster, stove, or anything that warmed up. I could not concentrate on what people were doing or telling me. I just didn't care. I was increasingly anxious. I slept less and less. I knew I was behaving strangely and kept trying to understand what was frightening me so. On the fourth night after the surgery, around 3 a.m., I started to realize that the dream I had been living all this time related to conversations I had heard in the operating room. I was suddenly transported back into the OR. I could feel my paralyzed body being burned. I was engulfed in a world of terror and horror.